Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. I'm going to ask you to stand, and I'm going to open with a scripture that you will hear more than once today. It's the 100th Psalm, and you'll hear it, you'll hear it again, you'll sing it, you'll know it. In fact, we'll be doing probably what the ancient priests would have done with this psalm, which is an invitation to the congregation to worship the Lord together with him. And you're familiar with it. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord, he is God. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord, he is God. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Fly away. fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I spy my Jesus in the sky,
because you are worthy of praise. Mm-hmm. We thank you for all the many blessings that we enjoy. We thank you for blessing us even in our times of difficulty when things are not so good. We affirm our trust and our confidence in you. We affirm again how amazing your grace really is. For indeed it is grace that has brought us to the point we are today, from beginning to end. Thank you and praise you. Any prayers of praise or requests or whatever's on your heart, just lift those up before the Lord as we continue to stand in His presence in that worshipful posture. Amen. Man, you may be seated. I've been thinking a lot about announcements. We need to know what's going on, but it always seems to me that the more announcements we have, the less anybody knows what's going on. I was talking with a brother from a neighboring sister church, and he said, "We got so many announcements, if we covered everything, it'd take up all the time." And I said, "Well, I find that no matter what you do, nobody really knows what's going on till it's pretty much over." I said, "How about you?" He said, "Well, I don't pay any attention at all because I have a bad habit of not reading the details till the last minute." So I'm going to focus on these announcements this morning. Some of these, I'm not lecturing you all, I'm just venting, okay? Some of these have been in here for about a month, about a week. I got really amused last week. After all of the announcement about the Fall Festival, and if you're the guilty party, don't be embarrassed, because I didn't remember. Someone said, "What time is it?" Well, it hadn't changed. It's 4 to 8. Been that way for about 3 weeks. If you'd look down at item 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on your bulletin this morning, we'll see who's paying attention. Our annual Fall Festival is this afternoon from 4 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the Anderson Dean Park. That's on 127 North. It is in the second building, the last one you get to. The rest of that, I don't need to emphasize. I just want to be sure everybody knows where it is and what time it is. Denise, what time is it going to be? Till when? I picked on her because she's an A student. She's that. She always has been. I could ask. Brenda, what time's it going to be? Good. That's a good sampling of folks there. George led me to believe you might be B minus. I really want everybody to be able to make it, so we're anticipating some fun, some good fellowship, so we just really, really look for you to be there this afternoon. Lots of chili and plenty of grilled hot dogs. It's going to be a good thing. The other thing that I'll emphasize, and then I'm through kind of messing with you. The last announcement, if you hadn't noticed, or I've removed everything from the bulletin board at the top of the stairs. I did that, so if anybody wondered. And in place of all the previous items, which will go back, there's a 3-page calendar of events and services that are available in our community. I just ask if it might speak to anything you're involved in, take a moment and you can see all the things that are offered to our community by various churches and the various agencies that serve our community. We're blessed with an abundance of outreach to people you may know who need or you yourself may need. Take a moment, look at that, because you or someone you know may benefit from these services. That's going to stay up there for a couple of weeks, and then we'll go back to the normal bulletin board. But just wanted to get your attention on that. Also to say special thanks, we had a great group of volunteers who helped with last week's day camp during fall break. You can read the specifics there that we printed, and then the other announcements that are regularly ongoing, our Bible study, the women's Bible study, the youth direct meeting, and all those things. So since we had an extensive announcement time with so many things last week, I asked this morning if you have something that we need to be brought up to date, but today's our communion Sunday, and I don't want to extend our announcement period to where we might lose focus. So is there something that we really need a reminder? Ruth, I'm sure last minute about this afternoon.
That's it. I think I've covered everything except people. For the games, if I come and say, please come help with the games, please go just say yes. I'd like all that. Right. Thank you.
All right. We want you to be able, you always chip in. It always goes well. You know, in our prayer time today when the elders were praying, and for me personally, and I just pass this as a word of exhortation, so many things that we fret about and get caught up in details, if we do our part and do what we're supposed to do, God takes care of it, and it'll work out, and we trust him, and it'll be good. So, Ruth, you've done a lot of work, and it's all going to be good. Debbie?
This should be a given, but if you're coming tonight, bring some candy so that we have lots to be able to distribute to the kids.
All right, yes, we want to always have plenty of candy for the fall festival. At this time, we want to do our birthdays. This coming Tuesday, the 17th, happy birthday to Rock Moore, who celebrating another year the Lord has given him. Happy birthday, Rock. Thursday the 19th, Mickey Friedman will be celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Mickey, who grew up here. And that's all the birthdays, I think. Thank you, Ken. Bible study questions. We did finish our whole section from 1 Peter 3 through the 6th verse. What is promised if one suffers for righteousness? There is a blessing that's promised, Peter says. Question number two. Question number two, three. We can jump around. How should a believer express the reason for their hope? With meekness of spirit. It's so important. I'll preach a sermon on that sometime, not today. By whose power was Christ made alive? The power of the Spirit, amen. Number four, for what is baptism an answer? A clear conscience, Peter says, a good conscience. Question number five, that's all right. We don't, like we said, it'll all work out if you're doing your best. For what purpose should we live our lives? For the will of God, God's will. And question number six, what adjective does Peter use to describe idolatries? That word, abominable, repulsive.
How do you pronounce that?
Abominable.
There you go.
I can do that one.
Right.
All right. At this time, and it's so good to see everybody here today, and we have some folks who are not feeling well, we have some folks who are traveling, and we certainly want to keep all of them in our daily prayers. We do have communion to share together today, and that's always a special time. Worship team always does a very good job in preparing our hearts for the Lord's Supper with the music, and I ask them to come at this time. Ask that even as they lead us in music, we begin to prepare our hearts to receive this supper, this wonderful reminder that a mighty, mighty big price was paid for our redemption. And it was surrounded and undergirded by an unimaginable love that God has for us. So if you would, if you feel up to it, please stand as we worship and prepare for communion. Thank you.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. You brought heaven down. sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
You may be seated, and as we prepare to share the Lord's Supper, again, I would just call our attention into focus here. Sometimes in transition, we lose our focus, and I want to just remind us of the precedent of what we're about to do. So I'm going to take just a moment till everybody has an opportunity to just really, really focus. I thought about reading scripture, but I just want to briefly summarize the history of what we're doing. It began hundreds and a few thousand years ago in Jewish tradition with a supper called the Passover. And when the Jewish system was transitioning into the age of grace, Jesus used the last Passover that he ever celebrated with his disciples to institute the new covenant. And he told us simply what he told his disciples. This cup represents my blood that's about to be shed. This bread represents my body. And he told them to take the cup, and he told them to take the bread, to eat and drink all of it. And he left one other admonition. He said, as often as you do this, you're showing my death until I come again. So that's what we're doing, simply by eating this bread and drinking this cup. As the gospel grew and the church evolved early in the first century, the significance of that supper was lost in at least one place, in the church at Corinth, where they used the love feast that accompanied it as an occasion for gluttony and drunkenness. And Paul had to write a letter saying, I cannot commend you in the way you share the Lord's Supper. You're so divisive, you're so selfish, that some of you forget the poor and the needy. You embarrass them by gorging yourself on what you bring. And some of you have forgotten to the point that you drink all the wine until you become drunk. And he reminded them of what the simplicity was when he said, I receive from the Lord, which I passed on to you, that Jesus took the bread and said, eat it in remembrance of me, and the cup, drink it in remembrance of me. And then Paul adds what's the further admonition for us today. Each of us should examine ourselves to judge ourselves honestly. And we should also measure our relationship with our brothers and sisters, because Paul said you're not having this supper in the right way because there are divisions among you. So that's always the invitation that I feel in my heart when we gather. I become more keenly aware of my sins that need to be confessed. And I am glad to claim the promise where Paul says that if I would judge myself honestly, I would not have to be disciplined by the Lord. This is an opportunity to do that. But the glorious grace of God is that Paul says, even when you are disciplined to the point that some folks die, he said, it is so that you will not be condemned with the rest of the world. This little bit of bread and cup represents a grace so magnificent that we can never even take it in its fullness. That is encompassed and even more. That's why I say we don't take it trivially. It's not just some little thing we do the third Sunday, because it is the picture of our relationship with God and the grace of God. It is a time of celebration, but what a divine irony that we're privileged to celebrate something that cost God his very life and blood. What amazing grace. So we're going to invite once again to celebrate this supper and all that it stands for. It's our privilege to serve. And I'm thankful to say God has blessed this little body for the most part with a sweet, sweet, unified spirit. But if there's anything in your heart, You can confess it to the Lord right here at this altar and come clean with Him as we stand together. Kent, Vance are going to help us this morning. David. You. All right. Would you give thanks for the... Well, let's do the bread first. Vance, would you offer thanks for the bread? And we'll do it in the order Jesus did it. We'll bless the bread and bless the cup. Let's bow together.
And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You have given this as an example for us to follow. When You died on the cross, Your blood was poured out, and Your body and Your blood was separated. As we come here today and we receive this bread representing Your body and this wine representing the blood, let there be life in us. Let You live in us again, Lord, through this communion. As we celebrate this with the whole communion of saints,
yes,
at this time. So please bless this bread in the name of Jesus Christ.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for the blood You shed on the cross for us that day. And Lord, we look forward for You coming one day, Lord. Lord, we do love You. We honor and praise You in all that we do. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. This area at the front is open for you to come as the Lord leads. It is His supper. If you're His child, you're a part of our family, and we share it together with you.